This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. A bullish cattle on feed report created market optimism. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Just before the Memorial Day weekend, the livestock markets got some homework in the form of the latest cattle on feed report. There's plenty of time for the markets to digest the neutral numbers, and then ended Tuesday, both live and feeder cattle climbing higher. Even though the numbers were neutral, AgMarket.net hedging strategist Ross Baldwin said this is a bullish report.
Neutral versus the average trade guesses on feed was 99.1 versus the guess was 99.1. Placements was 94.2. The guesses were 93.3. And the marketing's number came in at 110.1 versus the average guess was 109.5. So the report versus the numbers, you can call it neutral. In the big picture, in my opinion, it's a bullish report. This was the first cattle on feed report that we've seen the on feed number fall versus the year ago number. So it was the first report we've had where the on feed was lower in 8 months. You'd have to go back to the September report.
Baldwin said that while the cattle numbers have already been tight, we're approaching the point where they are going to start to get tighter.
We're not at the tightest spot. I think you got to get out into 25 and possibly even the first part of 26 before we're going to see the tightest numbers. But numbers are tight right now. Cash trades evidencing that. We had cash trade to new all-time highs up here in the north this last week, 192 to 193. Live picked up. There was some 304 addressed, which are new all-time highs. But while the numbers have been tight, I think we're getting to the point where the rubber's going to start to meet the road on the numbers getting tighter.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.